Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
My mother and I were riding in the car. It was my first day of senior year. I was anticipating my last year of school and the beginning of adulthood. Immersed in my thoughts, I stared out the window. Finally, we pulled up in front of the school, and the car stopped. Mom hesitantly said, "I wanted to tell you something. Let's talk after school." With those words, I ran out of the car and rushed to class. All my classmates were already sitting in class. I really missed them over the summer and was ready to hug each of them. The bell rang and we sat on our seats. The teacher came into the classroom. He said, "Children, we're going to have a new student this year." Everyone was very curious who it was, but you can't imagine the shock I got when the door opened and my mother walked in the classroom. "Hi, my name's Monica, and my mom is in the same class as me. Is this some kind of joke? I was hoping that even if it was true, I could at least keep it a secret that the new girl and I knew each other."
"That's Rebecca Johnson, Monica's mom."
Mom waved her hands in panic, trying to stop the teacher. But it was too late. The whole class immediately turned around and stared at me. At that moment, I wanted to fall through the ground. But the only thing I could do was hide behind my textbook. I was embarrassed enough as it was, and my mom was heading my way. She sat down at the desk, right next to me. There was laughter and whispering over the class. I caught the mocking glances of my classmates throughout the lesson. So as soon as the bell rang, I ran out of the classroom. I heard my mother calling my name, but I decided not to stop. The boys surrounded me as I stood by my locker. They started laughing at me, making fun of me, and asking hurtful questions.
"Is your mom here to make sure you ate all your vegetables?"
Brian asked. "Nah, she's just stupid and couldn't finish school," Ellie snared.
"Huh, then they have it in the family,"
Chris backed her up. I liked Chris, so it hurt to hear him say that. After a good laugh, my classmates left. Mom came up to me right away. She was watching from the side. My mother held out her hand and said, "Let me explain."
"Don't! Isn't it enough that you made me an object of ridicule?"
"Ugh!" I turned around and went to my next class, leaving my mother alone. Yeah, she definitely felt uneasy. But at home at dinner, I couldn't get away from the conversation. Dad asked with a smile,
"How was the first day of school?"
Mom and I looked at each other. There was an awkward pause in the air. It was the perfect moment to explain everything to me. I had to quit my last year of high school to work and help my family.
"Yeah, it was at work that I met your mom,"
Dad interjected. "Your dad and I got married, and you were born. Then Mom told me that I was a lot of trouble. She had to do the laundry and the cleaning and the cooking all day long. And when I got older, she went straight to work. So my mom just didn't have time to finish school. Now, they're offering me a promotion, but there's one condition. You have to get an education," I guessed. Mom nodded.
"But you could have gone to another school."
"But honey, the other one is half an hour away." I frowned and pounded the table. I didn't want to continue this dialogue. I felt like Mom was just looking for excuses. I locked myself in my room and didn't come out until the next morning. Breakfast passed in a deadly silence. Then I grabbed my stuff and went outside to go to school. Mom was already sitting in the car. She saw me and even opened the passenger door, but I defiantly walked past, showing that I didn't want to go with her. Half an hour later, I was at school. The bell rang, and I barely had time to run into the classroom. My mother was already sitting in her seat. The teacher had written a problem on the board, and he was looking around, wondering who to call. His eyes stopped on my mother. She went to the blackboard and picked up the chalk. Even though the task was the simplest, Mom didn't have the faintest idea how to solve it. It seemed as if her head was about to explode from the thought process. The whole class left, and I didn't know where to go. The teacher told Mom to go back to her seat, and I saw her blush with embarrassment. And of course, I was surrounded by my classmates at recess. "What a silly mom you have. Are you sure you're related to her?" Chris asked. I was confused and mumbled, "My dad says I'm more like him." It was at that moment that I noticed my mom. She was standing nearby and heard everything. She seemed to get angry when she heard what I said. And you should know that even my father's afraid of Mom when she's angry. I got my uniform from my locker and went to PE. Today, we were supposed to play basketball. Ellie and I were captains, and we had to recruit players for our teams. One by one, we picked players until there were only two left. I was faced with the choice of taking Mom or the weakling, David. Of course I took David. Mom proudly hummed and went for Team Ellie. You won't believe this, but as I was driving the ball, my mom got in my way, roughly pushed me away, took the ball away, and ran to our hoop. My mom took aim and threw the ball from the three-point zone. It flew right into the ring. I couldn't believe my eyes. My mom was shining the whole game, and she was really playing rough with me, clearly punishing me for my behavior. I even fell painfully on the court a couple of times. When the game was over, my mom's team picked her up and started throwing her in the air. And I, angry and humiliated, waddled to the locker room. I could not forgive such attitude to myself. And as soon as we got home, I attacked my mother with accusations. "You were pushing me the whole game, and you insulted me. You're stupid because you're old." It came out of my mouth. "I'm old? I'll show you old," my mother barked back. She turned around without saying another word and went to her bedroom, slamming the door. I didn't let up either. I slammed my door even louder. In the morning, I cautiously looked out of the room to make sure no one was downstairs. Once I was sure, I grabbed my backpack and left the house, afraid I'd run into my mother. As I was getting my books out of my locker, Chris came up to me. I liked him so much, I just melted when I saw him. He came up to me and put his arms around me. Wow, what a sign of attention. I smiled at the guy and wanted to say something nice. But then, someone yanked him to the side. It was my mother. And she looked as wild and comical as possible. She was wearing a stretchy t-shirt, a cap visor backwards, and ripped jeans. She looked like she was going to a rap concert. Mom was shaking Chris and yelling something like, "Yo, get your rake away from her, bro. Let him go, Mom." Chris was confused when he heard my mom. He clearly didn't recognize her. "Mrs. Johnson," he said in shock. The dazed boy hurried away, and I was outraged. "You had no right." "I'm still your mother." "You look like a fifth grader. What are you wearing?" "You wanted me not to be old." It all made sense to me now. Apparently, my mother had decided to embarrass me completely. When I entered the class, my mother followed me, shaking her hands and high-fiving everyone. The whole class laughed and played along with her. I would have burned with shame, but our teacher saved me. He commanded, "Take your places. I've checked the tests, and now you get your grades." He walked down the aisle and handed out the papers. I got an A+, and I was so happy. My mom, on the other hand, was very upset. All her playfulness was gone in an instant. I looked at her test, and there was a huge F at the top. I felt bad for my mom. I'd seen her studying hard every day before bedtime. After class, when everyone left the class, it was just me and my mom. I turned to her and said, "Do you want to analyze mistakes together?" "I'd be happy to." We started working on our mistakes. As time passed, my mom's grades got better, and I got used to being called a mama's girl. One day, I met my mom in the hallway. She was holding a bunch of posters. She stopped me. "Please, support me." Mom shoved all the posters in my hands. She took one and pinned it to the bulletin board. "There's going to be a dance at school soon." "Wow, a dance! I'll get Chris," I exclaimed. Mom chuckled disapprovingly. "Why are you doing this?" I asked. "I'm on the PTA, and I'm in charge of organizing events. Mom told me the dance was this Sunday." I decided to help her. All Thursday, my mom, me, and a couple of other volunteers decorated the gym. I was looking forward to Friday night. One day at recess, I approached Chris and suggested he go to the party with me. He gladly agreed. Finally, that very day came. There was loud music playing in the gymnasium, and the disco ball was spinning under the ceiling. Mom was standing in the corner, next to the other parents. They were discussing something heatedly. Chris caught me in the middle of the dance floor, and I danced with him for a long time. After a couple of slow laps, he grabbed my hand and took me to the side. The music wasn't so loud, and the lights weren't so bright. I think he was gonna kiss me, but I didn't want to do it in front of the whole school. I tried to push him away, but I didn't have enough strength. "Let go of me!" I shouted. "Chill, baby," Chris said indignantly, holding my wrists. I almost cried. I was so offended that Chris didn't consider my feelings and that no one around me could see what was going on and stand up for me. But suddenly, someone grabbed the guy by the shoulder and shoved him aside. "What the hell are you doing?" Chris freaked out and headed toward my savior. But then, her figure stepped out of the shadows. "That's my mom." She was furious too, breathing heavily and clenching her fists. "Get out of here, you brat," she shouted. Chris snorted, but realized that it would be better for him to leave, to not fight with a woman twice his age. Mom hugged me and asked, "Are you all right?" "I am now. Thank you, Mom," I whispered and cried. She gave me a tissue to wipe away my tears. Then she held out her hand, asking me to dance. I nodded and accepted her invitation. We got to the center of the dance floor and danced merrily. The other guys looked over at us. They laughed and whispered, but we didn't care what they thought. I love that I could dance with my beloved mother without embarrassment. I spent the rest of the year helping her with her studies, and my mom finally started getting great grades. We even got our diplomas together at graduation. Mom finally got her long-awaited promotion, and I went off to college, but this time alone. It was kind of sad because we became best friends. Do you spend a lot of time with your family? Maybe someone in your family works at the school you attend. Bye!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.